It's 4:06 and you're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Bickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, Governor Walker declared a state of emergency due to a propane shortage in Wisconsin. We'll hear how it's affecting people around the state.
The Super Bowl hits the airwaves this Sunday. It's the biggest sports event of the year, but our next guest sees something darker, what she calls the largest human trafficking venue on the planet.
While some people may disagree with her assessment about the scope of the problem, law enforcement and Super Bowl cities has been getting involved the last several years, and McCain is getting out ahead of the issue by pushing for tougher human trafficking laws in the mountain states when Arizona hosts the Super Bowl in 2015.
Cindy McCain joins us now. She's a businesswoman, philanthropist, and wife of Senator John McCain. Cindy, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me on.
Well, you've had a ringside seat to the world of politics for years now, but this seems like the first time you've really gotten behind an issue and been vocal. What got you involved? Why this issue?
Well, first of all, let me say I appreciate you covering this issue. What got me started in this, and what was so important is that it was brought to my attention about 2.5-3 years ago now. Just what was going on and how little there was being done about it. And with the McCain Institute, as you know, that my husband and I started, we decided that we were going to make this our humanitarian issue. It has been much, much, much bigger than I ever thought it was going to be, and I'm grateful to say that people are beginning to take notice and step up to the plate on this.
And this is also personal for you, isn't it?
Well, it's personal in that, you know, our state of Arizona has at this point, but will have great legislation earlier, but we had very little legislation regarding this issue at all. Nothing that was specific, nothing that was, that even helped the victims in any way. So we are now, as you know, the governor has proposed a great piece of legislation that also includes a ding at Backpage.com. And with that, we will begin to firm up Arizona with this issue and make sure that we begin to go after the traffickers, and perhaps even down the line make this a flyover state where the traffickers will just ignore us because they know it's too tough here.
Now, human trafficking has been something that we've become more and more aware of over the years, problems in places like Thailand and Cambodia and India, and I know you had an experience there yourself, didn't you?
Well, I did, but let me say also, that is the most common misconception about human trafficking. It is not just an international issue. It is a serious domestic issue that hurts over 100,000 children every year within our own borders. So I did have an experience that brought me to the plate on this whole thing, and it was in Calcutta, India, and I was in a store. I was buying some sari material for my daughter, and I heard some kind of clucking and cluttering underneath the floorboards of this very small shop in Calcutta, and chatted with the guy, the owner, and he said, "Yeah, that's my family," you know, and I didn't think anything of it. It would be very common for a family to leave below or behind or above a shop in that country. And as I was paying up and getting ready to leave, as you walked on the floor a little bit, you could kind of see through the slats and floorboards, and I could see all these little eyes looking up at me. This was not a family. This was a whole lot of kids down there. And the tragedy for me was, tragedy number one is that I saw this and I understood then what was going on, but my shortcoming was I walked out and didn't do anything. And this human trafficking arena that we're in now is not a makeup act. This is just an attempt to make everybody understood what was handed to me in a very strange fashion, and that frightened me. And so I'm glad to be a part of this.
Well, you've called the problem of human trafficking around the Super Bowl the largest human trafficking venue on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
What do we know about the size of it? Do you think you can back up that calling it the largest?
We have a lot of data right now. We need more data. But every piece of data, every organization that has done research around large events like the Super Bowl and others, I mean, it's not just the Super Bowl, it's every major event that occurs, you see a serious uptick in human trafficking and then a downtick perhaps after the events, the major event is over with. Our police in Arizona can back that up. Our police have definitely seen it. They know it exists. They know it's a problem. This will be our third Super Bowl in Arizona when it comes up next year. So people see it and they see the evidence of it and they see the remains and the terrible backlash that it leaves. But we, as you know, there's some research projects being headed up out here at Arizona State University and the McCain Institute that will place in our hands some serious data and hopefully not only back up on what we're talking about, but an ability to be able to trace the traffickers, be able to figure out how to handle this issue on a local basis and train people.
Now, some people have disputed your claim about the size of the problem around the Super Bowl, pointing to the small numbers of arrests made in other Super Bowl cities like New Orleans and Dallas and Indianapolis. What would you say to that?
Listen, human trafficking is not something that you see walking along the street. It's a very underestimated problem because you can't see it. These are girls that are trapped in hotel rooms that are being sold hourly. These are girls that are being moved around the country with great care to make sure that they avoid the police and anyone who might be, our NGOs, you know, that work in this arena as well. It's very, because it involves children most often, it just isn't seen. You know, we've had a number of busts recently in Arizona that have really brought this to light right around human trafficking and children being involved in it. And so it's now coming to light out here, the seriousness of it.
Well, women and children, as you pointed out, are often the primary victims of human trafficking. What do you think needs to be done from a legal standpoint to protect them?
Well, certainly strong legislation. I mean, we are going to, out in Arizona, if our legislation, I have every reason to believe it's going to pass, I've been assured, but I'll obviously believe it when I see it. But we're going to be able to deal with this in a strong fashion, be able to educate, be able to forfeiture the art. We're going to take our traffickers' goods that they have, their money, a number of ways to be able to strongly handle this, and also educate our first responders. All too often our first responders are not really sure that what's going on, and sometimes they see it, but they don't understand it or they miss it. And so we're going to, along with the airlines, I might add, Delta Airlines has been way out front on this, but we're hoping to get our own local airlines involved too.
So with a scope as large as the one you describe, and you've been focusing on the Super Bowl at the moment, the cooperation of the NFL, it seems important. What kind of response have you gotten from them so far?
Well, as you know, Senator Klobuchar and I had a meeting with the NFL about 10 days ago now. And it was a good meeting. We came to it from different angles. We came to it, Senator Klobuchar and I believe, you know, that the NFL should be involved in this issue and should be involved because they want a family, you know, a family event, and so do we. And so I'm happy to say the NFL was responsive. They were listening. One of the issues we wanted to make sure that we brought up to them was the opportunity for the NFL to look at possibly picking a city for a Super Bowl that has strong trafficking laws and that has implements in place that can actually help stop this stuff and save these kids.
So knowing what you do, and you know a lot now, and obviously it's something that means a lot to you, you've experienced it, will you watch the Super Bowl? Will you be able to watch it in the same way, knowing everything you know?
Oh, listen, I love sports just as much as anybody else within the United States. But I also have to look at this, yes, with a little bit of a different eye, because I know that there's a lot to be done. But I want more than, just as much as everybody else, a great event in Arizona and other cities, too, a great event, a fun event, and a safe event. for women, you know, women, children, and everybody else involved. I'm really proud that Arizona has stepped up to the plate on this.
Cindy, thank you so much for joining us today. I appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
That was Cindy McCain. She's the wife of Senator John McCain. She's also a businesswoman and philanthropist, and she's advocating for tougher laws surrounding human trafficking at the Super Bowl.